welcome. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
Sampling the news desserts of the week, here is your host, Jim Santel.
Good morning, everyone. Towns, villages, cities in Wisconsin, throughout the great Midwest, and nationwide. My name is Jim Santel. This is Morning Cannolis, and we are coming to you from the studios of WAUK Radio in downtown Waukesha, the Sha, 540 AM, 101 FM. This is our 11th show since starting these broadcasts in early June, and I am delighted. I'm honored that you've decided to spend some time with me this morning talking in weekend review about the important stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you with me and delighted to spend some time this morning talking in particular about some very significant cases, some significant events in the history of America just this past week. I'm joined in the studio this morning by my colleague and my producer, Calvin, and during the course of the next 2 hours, we're going to be taking your calls coming in at 844-967-2789. That number once again is 844-967-2789. We have an ambitious but achievable syllabus for you this morning, as we always do. A special program this morning, again, premised upon two significant events this past year in connection with the release of documents coming out of the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., as directed by courts of the federal government. We'll talk about that more in just a moment or so. We're going to be spending most of our time today focusing on what those two documents mean, what their import is, and at the end of our second hour today, I'm going to spend some time with you talking about the reasons why these events of this past week are very important, the conclusions we draw from these particular documents, even after we spend some time in the next 2 hours talking about their content, their import, why they're right, why they're wrong, and the things that all Americans we should understand about these two important releases this past week. Before we get to all of that, I want to spend some time commending once again my lead-in colleague, Don Brown, who does This Week in Waukesha so very well. Once again this morning, coming to you from the farmer's market right down the street here in Waukesha. Beautiful, sunny morning, a Saturday morning here in Waukesha. Don was my invited guest to be here this morning, and because of the importance of the matters we're going to be talking about, these two issued documents, I've asked Don to come back next week, Saturday, September 3rd, when we can spend a lot of time talking about issues here in Waukesha, in Wisconsin, again, throughout our nation, so we've got enough time to engage in the kind of banter and discussion that Don is so very good at. We started that last week on his show, promised he'd be back here this weekend. Unfortunately, because of the content of today's show, anticipating your phone calls and also lots of things to talk about, I've asked Don to come in next week as opposed to this week, and we'll very much look forward to that, as we will to his broadcast next Friday and then again next Saturday from the farmer's market here in Waukesha. As always, this is a review of the important stories in law, in government, and aspiration for justice in America. We begin this morning, as always, talking about things in history, things that happened on August 27th in the history of our world and the history of our nation. This is the 239th day of the year of 2022. There are 126 days remaining on your calendar. Eight very significant things in the history of our lives and the lives of people who preceded us that happened on August 27th in the history of our world and in our nation. In 1859, in this country, in a place called Titusville, Pennsylvania, the first time the petroleum was discovered under the ground, and that produced the world's first commercially successful oil well in 1859. We know how significant that was, not only in connection with motor vehicles, but many other things coming out of the commercial sale and development of oil products. We know that remains a highly, highly relevant issue. Even as this past week, California announced that in just a few short years, it's going to prohibit the sale of gasoline-powered cars in that state. But 1859, petroleum discovered in the ground for the first time in Titusville and the world's first commercially successful oil well at that time. 1908, a few years later, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who would go on to be the 36th president of the United States of America, was born. He was born on this day in 1908. Another significant connection to recent events, he died on January 22nd of 1973 at the very young age of 65. That was the same day that the United States Supreme Court issued its decision, now overturned in Roe versus Wade. But in 1908, on August 27th, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the 36th president, also the president who signed major civil rights legislation in the history of our nation, born on this day in 1908. 1928, a couple of decades later, the Kellogg-Briand Pact. What did that say? Well, it was a work put together by the Secretary of State of the United States Department of the State and of our nation and the Foreign Minister of France, a fellow named Aristide Briand. Frank Kellogg got together and put together a pact, a document that did what? It supposedly intended to, good intentions, to outlaw war after World War I. It was signed initially by 15 countries, including Germany and France and the United States. Eventually, 61 nations signed off on it. The intention to prohibit war on the face of this planet. As we know, a wonderful aspiration, plainly an aspiration not realized, as just a few years later, World War II breaks out, and we know about the history of the 20th century and the 21st century involving wars across our nation, including those that continue to this very day. Other events in the life and livelihood of our time. 1962 was the day that the Mariner 2 unmanned space mission was launched to Venus. Venus, again, recently in the news because many scientists are looking to Venus to re-examine whether there's a possibility of life out there on that second planet. But Mariner 2 in 1962 launched to the Venus planet. Interestingly, it was also on this day in 2003 that Mars, just beyond us in the opposite direction, made its closest approach to Earth in some 60,000 years. August 27th of 2003, Mars comes as close to the planet Earth as it has been in 60,000 years. For those of you keeping track at home, that's about 35 million modest miles distant from our place of life. That happened in 1962. Something more lighthearted, in 1964, Mary Poppins, the original Mary Poppins, had its world premiere in Los Angeles. The screen debut of a young star named Julie Andrews in 1964. Other significant things on that date. 1979, very serious story, a very serious time in the British Isles, and in particular Ireland and Northern Ireland, the time of what's called the Troubles. 18 British soldiers were killed in an ambush on this day in 1979 by the Provisional Irish Republican Army in Northern Ireland. That was one of the deadliest attacks ever in that many years-long conflict in that part of the world. On the same day in 1979, August 27th, an IRA bomb killed British royal family member Lord Mountbatten and three others on his boat in Ireland, called the Troubles, in 1979. A couple of other events in 2008. On this day in 2008 was the day that a senator from the state of Illinois named Barack Obama was nominated by the Democratic Party as its candidate to assume the presidency of the United States of America. Of course, as you all know, he would go on to defeat John McCain in the general election later that year and stay in office for 2 years. I was honored during the course of his term to be nominated by him and confirmed by the United States Senate to serve as United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin during that term of Senator and then President Barack Obama. And finally, a very sobering event in 2011, not that long ago. 2011, August 27th, was the day that Hurricane Irene made landfall in the United States, in North Carolina in particular. The Outer Banks and the Eastern Seaboard hit dramatically, catastrophically by Hurricane Irene. Damage of more than $15 billion with a B dollars. One of the most expensive disasters in American history, killing nearly 50 people. On August 27th of 2011. A whole series of events, again, significant events happening on this day in history. As I indicated, our agenda today is serious. It is ambitious, and we again invite your phone calls along the way at 844-967-2789. Calvin is going to be working with me in getting your calls in. We've got a lot of things to talk about in connection with these two big news stories of this past week. The first one of them happening on Wednesday, the second just yesterday, in our nation, coming out of our nation's capital on Wednesday, at the direction of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, following some review, lots of litigation by a lower court, lots of litigation by attorneys at Main Justice and in the courts of the District of Columbia. The federal courts ordered the release of a memorandum that was issued 3 years ago, put together 3 years ago by officers of the United States Department of Justice in something called the Office of Legal Counsel. And why is this memorandum important? Why are we talking about it 3 years later? Well, again, I'm going to be spending a lot of time at the end of our second hour chatting about why both of these things that happened this week are very, very important in our history, not just to know about today, but to know about for all time. This particular memo, dated March 24th of 2019, now over 3 years old, was issued at the time to describe to then Attorney General William P. Barr a basis for coming to conclusions about the Mueller report. And so I'm going to spend a little bit of time this morning giving you some history, some background of what that was all about. And I'm going to give you a warning that in connection with my assessment and the assessment of many other people, the memorandum that we're going to be talking about today, now finally released, directed to be released by the federal courts, is, in the words of a very learned commentator and many others who've taken a look at this 5 or 6 or 7 page document, flat out wrong on the facts and the law. A stunning memorandum to be released today, but important in understanding the history of 2019. When William Barr, the then Attorney General, described for the first time what the findings of the Mueller report were all about, premised in part upon this memorandum, changing forever, I would argue, the narrative history about what the Mueller report does and does not say. I'm going to talk more about that significant memorandum when we come back right after the break. Once again, this is Morning Cannolis, sampling the news desserts of this week. This week, including two very important documents coming out of the United States Department of Justice. Join me.